Hey Fadies, thanks for listening to The Fate of Ison. I'm DM Brad, and this is the penultimate episode of our Arcus backstory arc, in which we dive into the world of Skyland to see what Arcus the Cloud Demon was up to before they got whisked away into Ison. This backstory features Jules Daniel in their usual role as Arcus, and amazing special guests, George Fenn as Fergus Squalor, and Troy Malcolm from Season Quest as Zeph. If you've listened to the other Arcus episodes, you'll know by now that we're not playing D&D in this campaign. We are playing D12 Go. If you want to learn more about that game system or give it a try, just get in touch with us. Email fateofison@gmail.com or all of our socials at fateofison, and we'll send you some playtest rules. Right, so what happened last time? Well, here's a recap. Last time, Arcus, Zeph, and Fergus went to the home of Wisp, the woman they'd saved from the lumpy orange man. After Arcus rested and Fergus did some research about how his dark magic had been used to close a breach, they escorted Wisp to the safety of a cottage on the outskirts of the kingdom, where Zeph's mum was staying. On the way, another breach appeared in their path, and against all odds, Fergus closed that one as well. Upon reaching the edge of the kingdom as the sun was setting, they held an edge wake for the rat centaur they'd killed on their first night. Then they entered the cottage.
We lived on a farm that took care of like cloud cows, so she took some with her. She's probably settling down for a nice homemade meal of ex-pets.
Okay. And so as a group, do you think that you would introduce Wisp to her? And do you think you would tell her about your breach experiences you've had so far? Like, how much information would you give her about what you're doing there?
I'm open with my mother, but I imagine I would look at my friends because they have kept saying to be quiet about their families and what we're doing. They've been hiding information. Wisp doesn't know everything, so I feel like after greeting my mother warmly, I would let them do the talking.
Tis lovely to meet you. I'm an acquaintance, another lowborn acquaintance, much like your son. We know each other for a long time ago. Me and Zeph, we go way back, and it's really nice to finally meet you after all this time. I was wondering if you had any clothes on you, perchance that I might be able to borrow and then luxuriously but inconspicuously pay you back for later.
Okay, yeah, she had that. You sort of catch her noticing for the first time that you are naked. But of course, we established that that's not that weird in this world.
Oh, yeah, of course.
She is taken aback at first just by this intrusion, but then is welcoming and hospitable. And of course, fawns over Arcus a little bit because Arcus has been an active part of Zeph's life. And so it's kind of like, yay, my favorite out of my son and his friend.
Oh, yeah.
Lord Arcus. Oh, what can I do for Lord Arcus? And of course, this new naked friend who's just said that he's actually known Zeph for a while. So she gives Zeph a little look of like, how come you've never told me about this friend before? We'll have words later, Zeph mononym. Okay, so just explaining something. We had a bit of a tech glitch here. First, Jules dropped from the session, and then we all stopped recording for a couple of minutes, but didn't realize. So to catch you up on what you missed, Mummy Bluster fusses over Arcus for a while. They give some vague, non-incriminating details about their breach hunting experiences so far, including how they know Wisp, and then Fergus decides he wants to make everyone a relaxing cup of tea. So Fergus is going to make a cup of tea. Cool. And we're going to cut to the morning, but just make a quick bond roll to see how well you make a cup of tea for this group of people and how well you impress Mummy Bluster.
I got a total of 12.
That is a success. So yeah, you make a nice bonding cup of tea. Everyone feels really good. Everyone feels like a unified unit. And Wisp, who's been sort of on edge, you've taken her on this harrowing journey, she settles down, and you can tell the way she's holding her cup of tea that she is relaxing. She's accepting that this is a safe haven and she can relax.
Is there a, like, I assume the mum has a bed there, right?
yeah, I'll get Troy to describe the facilities that he's managed to be able to rent.
Yeah, it's like a one-bedroom cloudy cottage. It's, yeah, just one big, one big room. So, like, it's an all-in-one. Kitchen, lounge, bedroom, bathroom. It's all in this one big circular room.
Okay, well, I claim the bed and go to sleep.
So royal.
She'll be used to that, because, I mean...
Yeah.
That's true. And her and I shared a bed back at our farmhouse that was established, so... Really, she's probably used to Arcus just climbing in with us.
Thiggest is going to find the most quiet place in the house, maybe perhaps like a cupboard, and go into it and begin rereading over all of his books and his notes from the portals until he falls asleep.
Okay.
Yeah, you and your mum can like curl up at the end of my bed if you want.
Yeah, I suppose we will once I give her this little gift.
Oh, yeah.
And from within my cloudy folds, I present to her a chunky necklace that I got from the bazaar.
Cloudy folds.
Okay, make a bond roll to see if she likes it or not. With a +3, because the thought's there, and, you know.
Thought that counts.
I mean, I rolled an 8, +2 is 10, and then +3, you said, so 13.
Okay, so yeah, good thing that +3. So that's a success. So yeah, nice. She takes it. She's very grateful. She questions how you got it. Doesn't push the question. She just sort of asks, like, oh, how did you get this?
While adventuring, you know, things happen. People get slain. I'm finally becoming a man, just like all three of my dead uncles and my dad. Dead dad, of course.
Well, hopefully you don't follow their footsteps all the way.
Thanks, Mum. I love you.
I'm fond of you, too. I love Arcus.
Me too, Mum. Me too.
Okay, so we'll cut to the morning. In the wee early hours, so the sun hasn't quite come up yet, there is a very loud banging on the door again, like the way the same day, the same way yesterday started. And then you hear a familiar voice. Lord Arcus, Lord Squalor.
Yes.
Friend person, open up. Lord Arcus, Lord Squalor. Your friend, farm boy person, open up.
I kick Zeph off the bed.
Yeah, and hearing farm boy person, knowing that's me, I rush to that door and fling it open, excited by the voice that I've heard over the speakers so many times.
Okay, so you swing the door open and there is Swift. He is he's a cumulus. He is nude, but he is he's a lot more ethereal than the normal everyday cumulus. So he's a lot more misty. He's a lot less corporeal than most people.
Here's a question. Is there just like, do you think there's just like a nudist culture in the Cloud Kingdoms? Like, because obviously we have some people do and some people don't, but do you think they have like nudist colonies?
Maybe. They might have places where they just shun clothes, where they're like, let's, you know, the good Lord Tratora made us this way, let's stay this
way. We're made out of clouds. We can reshape our clouds to look like clothes. Why would you?
Yeah.
There's like a huge like split and divide in the kingdom, the clothes wearers and the non-clothes wearers.
Yeah, and the fashion industry like lobbies really hard against those people.
The non-fashion industry, there's no fashion at all, just...
Yeah, so you open the door and, yeah, Swift is standing there and he says, I've been looking all over the cloud for you guys.
I roll out of the cupboard with my books falling down and I get up and I say, the rifts, more of the... Do you bring news of the portals? The things I've seen?
Yes, we've almost lost the whole city.
What?
Something's different this year. Something's wrong. Normally, the breaches, they close themselves after a couple of creatures come through, you know, one or two. Yeah. But this year, they're staying open. Waves and waves of things are pouring out of them, and we're being overrun.
I sit up.
Oh.
In bed.
There's a mass evacuation of the city and possibly the whole kingdom happening right now. Thousands of refugees are flowing out to the outskirts, to the northeast, southwest, northeast, and here. And the portals... If they don't get close.
I paid good raindrops for this place. Now everyone's just evacuating to the edges for free. Great.
You're such a capitalist.
I learn from the best, my friends.
Erga smiles, accepting this as his, like, oh my gosh, like, you know, I'm getting through to him.
Like the emperor.
Good.
I mean, Fergus was able to close some of the portals. Is there, like...
Fergus says, maybe I could close all of the portals.
Yes. That, yeah.
Swift looks directly at Fergus with a very determined eye, and he says,
that's why I'm here. That's why I was looking for you guys. Some refugees, they told me they saw you in front of Four Seasons Total Cloudscaping yesterday. You closed the breach. How did you do it? Do you think you could do it again?
I think anyone could do it if only they know, what I have figured out. Take me to this rift, quick. Do you have a car for
Swiftly. Swiftly.
I don't appreciate puns on my name, okay?
Well, you should. That was a good one, and it was well-timed.
He says, well, there are thousands of tiny breaches around the city, and the whole Royal Guard and all the breach hunters, they've all been deployed, trying to stop whatever comes through as quickly as possible. But, I mean, there's a few bigger ones in the city center that we could use your help.
I've got a question that I'd like to determine whether or not Fergus could figure out. The two different breaches, the two different portals, right? Were they both going to the same exact location? Could all the portals be coming from one central location?
I don't think you would be able to know that. You only looked into one of them and you saw what looked like just... It was in sort of like a random point in whatever this other world is. And you can own from that, you could probably ascertain or figure out that breaches are just like whatever this other world is, it just appears somewhere, and it's just like a window between the two worlds where like the fabric between the realms is weak.
The fabric between the realms is weak. Swiftly, perhaps if we can strengthen the realm, then the breach will be closed, or perhaps maybe it could buy us some time to get the refugees out.
Well, I mean, sure, we absolutely need all the help we can get. Like I said, something's wrong. This doesn't happen.
How long will it take us to get to these breaches? Are they nearby? It took us a while to walk here.
Yeah, I can get you there straight away. Tritora has given me a special license to... Well, to teleport, and it's not, I'll tell you right now, it's not pleasant. Oh boy, I'm going to warn you, it's not fun.
I want to do that. Arcus, I know I usually protect you and just follow you. I think we should teleport. I'll protect you while we teleport somehow, but I think we should go.
I guess I am the boss, and you guys all look up to me, so... Yeah, okay, let's do it. Let's save the day.
Wait until my father hears about this.
And wait till my mother hears about this. I turn to my mother. Did you hear about this?
Oh yeah, I heard all of it. It's pretty hard not to hear that guy's voice.
Save the world, Mum. We're gonna save the world.
She says, it's a good thing you're friends with this lowly peasant here, Zeph. What did you say your name was?
My friends call me Ferg.
Oh, come on, little squalor. Stop pissing around. We gotta go.
All right, let's go. How do we teleport? Do we just... is there like a circle we jump through?
He says, come with me. Come with me outside. And he sort of gestures, like, hurry out into the
let's
front.
Let's go. Can I grab like a frock or something on the way?
Do you want to roll something to determine what you get, or do you just want to?
I'll take a plane. I ask, please, your plainest garment. You know, I'll roll to see if I can get a frock. I got a four. I rolled a one. I do not get a frock. Okay, never mind.
Sexy tablecloth.
Can I have the tablecloth?
Yeah.
Grab the tablecloth. And Dallas, I mean,
got, like, it's got cloudy palm trees on it.
Oh, perfect. I can do that. Okay, cool. Some port.
Okay. Yeah. And Swift gestures for you all to quickly rush outside with him to in the front of the house. And then he doesn't say anything about how this is going to work, but he sort of he gestures for you to come in as close as you can, like a huddle, like a group hug.
Goodbye, Mum. Goodbye, Wisp. Stay safe while we're gone. I'll be back in no time. Nothing will happen to us. We'll be right back.
Yeah, Wisp gives you a sort of an awkward look of like, you're leaving me here with this with your mother that I just met.
Okay.
Goodbye forever.
Spin-off tale there.
Wisp and Mum.
And yeah, Swift so gathers you into this sort of large group hug or huddle. And
a group huggle.
A huggle. You immediately experience a very strange sensation as like your bodies and all the things you have with you all disintegrate and evaporate. Think of like sort of like the transporter in Star Trek. And you feel like the particles and the molecules of your body shooting across time and space very quickly, and then they all reform and you are on the ravaged street in the heart of the city. There are like buildings on fire, there are gouges and walls and roads, there's like bodies of Cumulus and Breach monsters strewn everywhere. It's like a horrific death scene of just like destruction and chaos.
I throw up and I'm you can't really tell if it's because of the gore or because of the transportation, but it happens.
Oh yeah, that happened to be the first time too.
Yeah, I also throw up, but I managed to catch it in my mouth and swallow again.
Yummy treat. Second dinner.
Yeah. Fergus put himself into a sinkhole recently. This is nothing to him.
immediately, there is a very loud crack, like an ear-splitting cracking sound. And the building right next to you begins to collapse. Can you all make an agility roll and tell me what you would do to avoid a three-story building falling on you?
Let's see. I rolled a 7. That's not plus anything unless I am protecting others.
I imagine in fight or flight mode around Arcus, you would probably act to protect them.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Then it's 7 plus 3, 10.
Can I add my dark magic to disappear into a nearby shadow?
Okay, so you sort of make yourself not physical for a moment?
Yeah, I'd sort of like to just join one of the shadows which is not directly under... Can I teleport myself to a shadow on like the top of the... like on the other side of the building? So
okay,
like I teleport
sure.
through the building through a crack, maybe. I got 8.
I'm gonna use my weather magic to kind of... Wait, no. My shapeshifting. I want to shapeshift, like, around and out of the way. I got an 8.
Total of 8?
Oh. Yeah, we did not do great.
No.
Okay, so Zeph, you just reflexively try to save Arcus. So you got a questionable success. So in doing so, you sort of leap at Arcus and you interrupt their...
shapeshifting.
What they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you sort of knock their concentration on their shapeshifting, and you manage to stumble out of the way. But yeah, your negative repercussion is that you made Arcus fail.
Yeah.
Arcus and Fergus, you don't act quick enough, and this building falls on you.
Ow.
And it's a good thing that yesterday I came up with a system for environmental damage.
Cool.
So both of you will take... both of you receive 2 damage to your
2
level.
Damage, right.
As just like rubble and stuff pummel down on you, and there's just this huge cloud of dust.
And cloud.
And cloud, a dust of yeah, cloud of dust and cloud. And after it settles, you notice that you've lost track of Swift.
Oh no.
Gosh, he's a fast one, isn't he?
Swift!
There's no response. It's just sort of the wind that's blowing away the dust. And of course the distant screaming and sounds of fire and stuff.
Are Fergus and Arcus okay, or are they like trapped under this cloud rubble?
I'd say that the building is damaged enough that it's not pinning them down. It's just pieces of rubble that they can move.
I helped move them. Just okay. In case.
Yeah. No rolls.
Should we dig Swift out?
Where is he?
Sorry, what?
You don't know. You just the dust has settled, and you just don't know where he is. He can teleport, so I mean, there's a good. I mean, you might figure out. You might think that. I mean, he might be fine.
Can I smell the air and figure out with my magic, whether or not?
Okay.
I have a feeling
he's
probably fine.
I'm also going to roll senses because I've got a good feeling about this. I shouldn't have had a good feeling about this. I rolled a 3 plus 0. But I do have,
none of us have
an ability in disbelief, which adds 2. And I cannot believe what I am seeing right now. So that's a 5.
Okay, that's just a regular failure. You're just disoriented. You're not really getting any information from your surroundings.
Yeah.
13 was that?
Yeah. To determine whether or not Swift teleported away.
Okay.
The residual magical energy.
Yep. So that's a success. You do feel that he did teleport. You feel the residual energy of that feels the same as when you teleported.
Stay your grieving hearts, comrades. He teleported away safely. Hopefully he did not teleport under another building.
guys, I'm stuck.
My books, I don't have anything to put them in.
Yeah. Up ahead, you hear a whirr-whirr-whirr sound, and you see a small purple breach portal has opened up in the middle of a street. What do you do?
Close the portal.
Yeah, I'm now that we're here, I don't know how to close a portal, Fergus. So I think this is all on you, but I guess I'll protect you from anything that comes out of it if it doesn't attack Darkus first.
Do you want to sort of like run you forward, and then worst case scenario, I do like a jump. If like a dude jumps out of it, then Arcus can like wind magic me into the air over the dude while you like run into him, and I'll jump over it, and then I'll like try to reach down and like close the portal.
That sounds perfect. Whatever you just said, let's do that.
Cool. So I start running behind Zeph towards the portal.
It's not that far away. It's about 50 odd feet, so you would get there pretty quickly.
Oh yeah, we're running, so really quickly. Do I see anything coming out of the portal or around the portal?
No, you don't.
But nice.
If Fergus tries to close it and fails, I've got a random table to roll to see what comes out.
Great. Ooh. Well, I've got a random number on a dice to see what doesn't come out, which won't be anything, because Fergus is all about closing portals.
He's big into closure.
Absolutely. 6 plus 3 is 9. Dark magic is 4. That is 13.
13. Okay, so last time I gave you a minus 6.
Mm-hmm.
This time I'll only give you a minus 3 because you're experienced at it now.
I read the books that I wrote.
Yeah, you're figuring it out. So what's all of that total?
13.
Minus 3
is 10. Okay, so that's a questionable success. So it does start to close, and you get that moment of success. Yes, it is closing. And now one of you roll me a
d12. 12. Nah, that's right. 12. I'm winning this for all of us. A 12. Yeah, I'm sure that is all positive.
Okay, as it is almost closed, you notice this long string of black shadow, like almost like a shot of a black liquid shoots out of it and forms like a shadowy puddle on the ground, and then it forms up into the shape of a very large ape.
Oh.
And just as the portal closes behind it.
I want to use my weather magic to like lightning bolt it.
Go for it. We're now fighting a shadow ape.
Great. What stat should I use?
weather magic, yeah. And if you're trying to like aim at it, I guess precision.
Okay.
And what kind of weather are we talking about?
Lightning. I definitely want a lightning bolt.
You want to lightning it. Okay, cool. It's going to try and dodge out the way.
I'm going to humidity it.
Yeah, I'm going to make it feel like it's just like a bit too hot. But if it takes off one layer of clothing, it'll feel uncomfortable, you know?
Okay, what did you roll?
12.
Okay, it got also a 12. So that's just a stalemate. So it dodged out the way you're lightning and there's no effect.
Typical.
So it's going to charge up and try and pummel you with two shadowy fists. That's only a 6.
I just rolled a 7.
Cool. So 7 plus whatever you do to get out of the way.
Agility, right? So 8. I can pray really hard while I'm doing it.
I don't think Trator is going to save you. Okay, so that was an 8 total, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, so it tried to attack you. It got a 6. You got an 8. Again, that's a stalemate. So it swings a big meaty shadow fist down and it just thumps the ground right next to you as you sort of hop out of the way.
Leave my friend alone, you great ape, I say uncleverly. And I run at it with blunt and blade, my double axes in hand, and I'm going to swing and attack. 6 plus my protection of... dual wielding, sorry. 7. And brawn as well, right? 11.
It got a 15 to get out of the way of that.
Ooh.
So you got 4 or 6 less, so it dodges out of the way of your attack, and it thumps you in the back, knocking you to the ground for 1 damage.
Ow!
And it just goes... Hoo, 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 hoo.
Amazing.
Fergus says, like, what is this thing? So it's a shadow ape.
Yeah.
It's the type of shadow, sort of like dark magic type shadow, like that Fergus used. Because that would be distinct from the other type. Is it the same type of magic as the ones from the other, from the last few days?
I mean, you know that it came from the breach. You saw it come out.
Yeah, cool.
You can't tell anything about it without rolling for some knowledge. But basically, it is just like a gorilla that is made of like pure blackness.
Hmm. Interesting. Is it like a shadow that I could jump into?
You saw it form up from a shadowy puddle on the ground, so... Mm.
And the shadowy puddle has moved now? Or is the shadow puddle still there?
Yeah, it is the shadowy puddle.
Ah, yes. Cool. Yeah, I'm just going to watch it for a turn and use my intellect on it to see if I can discern any weaknesses or similarities or...
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, if you succeed on this, you'll get a +3 moving forward.
Cool. I got a 10 total.
Okay, 10 total is a questionable success. So yeah, you study it and you figure out that, yeah, you could probably do some shadowy type of magic that would have an advantage over this thing, and because that's your specialty, is working with shadow. And so yeah, against this creature you now have a +3.
Cool. Nice. I like to sort of visualize it as Ferg is like, I should help my friends, but he just can't help but just be a complete, just can't help but get all hard science about it. Examine the new specimen, you know? A little bit disturbing.
But the questionable success aspect of it is that it's going to, now that you're sort of staring at it, it's going to turn and face you.
Right.
Okay, so if no one's doing anything, it's going to run up and charge Fergus with, I'm going to say it's going to try and grab onto you and bite you.
Cool.
And that is only a 10.
Cool. Only a 10. I should really be... So I roll agility and fencing. Oh, I got an 11. 8 plus 3.
So, you get out of the way of it trying to grab and bite. And again, another stalemate. You're all rolling pretty much on par with this thing.
Yay! Cool. Do I recognize this creature as anything? Like, from tales that my mother or family may have told me about family members who've died in the breaches of past, or using my animal knowledge of 2.
Yeah, you tell me if your family has a breach story about this kind of creature.
What kind of skill would that be? Would that be bond, brain?
No skill. You just tell me if that's part of your family history, unless you want to roll for it, then in which case it's brains.
Okay, I rolled a 6. plus 2 animal knowledge. And you said brain?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's minus 2, so just a 6.
Okay, failure, yeah. In that case, you go through your mind at all the stories your family's told you, and you're like, I got nothing.
Yeah.
Can I, I'd like to throw the sheet I have over the shadow and try to suck the shadow ape into the shadow underneath
the tablecloth.
So I would sort of look like, and then it would just go like flat on the ground, and then to sort of incapacitate it and trap it under there.
Okay, sure. I like this. This is some shadow magic and some brains.
Yeah, cool.
And the plus 3 on top.
Yep. Yeah, I rolled a 1! Which I believe is a failure regardless, correct? Because it would add up
no.
to... Oh, no? Oh, great. No. In which case, it's 11.
Wow. Still... that's questionable. That's unopposed. So you're trying to inflict a game changer. You're not trying to damage it. Or are you? What are you trying to do with this?
As it is a game changer, I want to suck it into... I like the idea of having a rucksack that has a shadow ape inside of it that I can throw at people. That's
okay.
What I'm going for.
That's awesome. So all up in 11, and it's going to try and, I guess, avoid the sheet. So it's going to... That is plus 4. That is only a 5. So... It is affected. So you set out to do what you tried. You throw the sheet over it and sort of wrap it up, and you now have a shadow in a sheet.
A Look. Shadow in a sheet? So you might say it's shadow-esque, right? Like, shadow-escape? It's trying to escape? Ape? Shadow-esque? Oh.
It's actually in a tablecloth.
Oh, okay, good. Can I stab it with my axes?
You want to let it out? I want to keep it to throw at people. But, you know, if you want to attack it, you did say you did it, so...
Well, that's up to you. You suppose in the moment you don't know that it is effectively captured. It's just currently wrapped in a tablecloth.
Yeah, I assumed it was just being trapped so we could take care of it, so I am going to still slash at it with my blunt and blade.
Okay, that's fine. It's going to take a minus 3 because it's incapacitated to a degree.
I got a 14 for attacking the ape.
It's going to try and get out of the way. It's got a minus 3. 1 plus 4 agile minus 3 is only a 2. So what was yours? A 14?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. It receives 4 damage.
Nice.
From this epic. So it's just stuck in the sheet and your axes just hammer down on it. And yeah, it takes an absolute walloping from you.
Nice. You're using axes?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll cut into the tablecloth and the shadow starts leaking out of the cloth.
Oh, can I try to like wrap it up real quick to keep whatever remains of the specimen alive?
Sure, make a precision roll, unopposed, I guess.
I have no skills that would help me in this. Great. I got a 9 total with my precision.
Okay, questionable success. You wrap it up, you plug the holes. And let's see, what is the repercussion? I don't know, what ideas do you guys have? What's a negative repercussion?
I think a smaller ape should pick up from the puddles that leaked out.
Okay,
the volume
I like
of
it.
The creature is the same.
I like it. So you've got the main bundle of shadow ape is wrapped up, but a teeny tiny little like stick insect sized shadow ape pops up on the ground. And it runs towards Arcus on its tiny little legs to make an attack.
I want to stomp on it, and I want to use my weather magic to like bring like a small thunderstorm down on it in my foot, if that makes sense.
Oh, lightning foot.
Yeah, lightning foot, as we all know.
Nice. So a lightning stomp with precision, okay. I think, to hit this tiny target.
Okie dokie.
It's got a 6 to get out of the way.
I got 16. No, 15.
15? Okay. It receives 3 damage. So you just absolutely splat it and shock it.
Yes.
With your foot. And it's done.
Nice.
Nice.
Curb stomp.
okay, so you've defeated the threat. Fergus, we will treat the Shadow Ape in a bag as a weapon that you can use once with a plus three.
Cool.
Ooh.
So you've got a single plus three, single use item of a Shadow Ape in a bag.
All right, time to go back to the cliff. Back to the edge.
I'm going to save
after
it.
After you use it, it's going to dissipate.
Okay.
Just to save you the question of like, oh, can we like capture it again? No, you can't.
Yeah, cool.
Okay. So that threat is dealt with and that portal is closed. What are you doing?
I feel like this is a very long way to close portals, and it's not like, I think we need to do something to stop them all somehow. Like if we could go up to a portal, maybe you could stick your head inside it again, Fergust, and use your magics to shut all of them down somehow. Maybe they're linked.
Maybe they are linked. What you're saying is that we should go into the portal.
Or at least find another portal.
We should find another portal. Because we've missed our opportunity with this one. But
are you guys giving up on the Cloud Kingdom? Is this the end of the Cloud people? Like, are you reducing our entire civilization to being puffs of clouds just floating past normal people's lives, you know? Like, are you condemning them?
What?
Or should we go and should we close the breaches?
Oh yeah. Close yeah. Let's see if we can close all of them at once.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I also thought you were suggesting we just leave. Like we go run, we escape. Leave the Cloud Kingdom behind.
Hey guys, fuck this shit. Let's outie. You know? No. Let's try and find another portal and see if they're all connected or something, and see if we can put, I don't know, like TNT in it and blow them all up. Like, there's got to be some central thing that's causing all of these things to happen at the same time.
Mm.
All right. So instead of closing the next portal, should I put my head inside of it?
Yeah, I guess use your spooky cloud magics and see what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Can we see or sense any other portals in the nearby, like in the vicinity?
I would say no. You can just sort of, you're just surrounded by chaos. It's kind of hard to pin down anything, but you can imagine that you could head in any direction and you'll eventually run into one.
Mm-hmm.
I lick my finger and I put it up in the air and I feel which way the wind's blowing.
I stand behind Argus and blow on their finger.
In the direction that we need to go. and then I point to a random direction and say, that way.
That way? Hoping. That way is towards my family home. Shall we go then?
Can you use your magics to like sense the portals maybe? Because you've been in one.
Yeah, I mean, I could smell where magic was before. I could extend my senses with my dark magic to tune into the shadow frequencies to try to find a nearer bright light.
Yeah, dark magic and senses.
I got a 14.
14? Yeah, success. You get a very, like a big hit of breach magic, like a bloodhound catching a scent and still doing that like point, like directly towards the center of the city, like the Royal Keep.
The Royal Keep.
Ooh.
But that's crazy. That's the direction I was pointing in. Let's go.
It's okay. I've got a lot of weird things about, you know, my family, you know, so if you need something to talk about that with, you know, a lot of these things come out subliminally, like you might randomly point somewhere, but, you know, so it's okay. It's okay, Arcus. Fergus shares his teenage angst.
I assume you all head in that direction towards the Royal Keep?
Yes.
Cool. So running, walking, going cautiously?
Oh, I mean, I am marching. Like, I am big movements, legs spread, arms waving either side of me, just full on triumphant, even though there's no reason to be so.
Okay, brave, confident.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to, like, walk as briskly as possible while trying to, like, read from my book.
Yeah, walk and read, learn. Make me just a quick brains roll, Fergus. I just want to see how this learning goes while you're walking and what effect that'll have on what comes next.
I have an 18. I rolled a 10 plus 8.
Yikes. Wow.
Plus 7, sorry.
Yeah, well, either way, that is a huge success. You succeed, you get a lot smarter about this chosen subject, and you now have no penalty for closing portals.
Whoa.
Good roll.
Guys, I got it. I figured it out. It's so simple. It's so obvious. I can close the portals.
We know.
Okay. I can see the next one. It's right there.
Just as you're saying that to your friends, you all feel the ground rumble beneath your feet, and a sinkhole appears right under you. Make an agility roll real quick.
5. 8.
Unless I'm protecting others, which I am. I'm going to use my protecting others. 8 plus 4 is 12 to try and help Arcus.
I got 9. Can I add my fencing skill? A bit of fancy footwork?
Okay, I'll allow it.
Cool, that's +2. So that's a total of 11.
Okay, so Zeph successfully tries to protect Arcus. And grabs onto a ledge and sort of tries to grab onto Arcus as they fall, but they slip beyond their grip. So Zeph is hanging from the street into this sinkhole below, as is Fergust. But Fergust is questionable, though, so I will have to think of something about that in a moment. And Arcus just tumbles and tumbles down to the bottom of this hole.
Whee!
So Arcus, you fall for about 20 or 30 feet, but when you land, it's not solid ground. It's a writhing mass of thousands of these mega worms, like what came out of the ground the other day.
Yeek.
Sort of like just this moving, slimy bed of brown worms. And they don't attack you, though. They just sort of provide a disgusting floor.
Great.
And right in front of your face, there is a portal.
Oh. I go into the portal.
You what?
That nice reaction, Troy. I love that. Was that Troy or was that Zeph?
Yeah, bit of both. Oh dear. Great.
Okay, so first of all, Fergus's negative repercussion is you are hanging the same way as Zeph is, but you are rapidly losing your strength, and you know you're going to have to do something quickly or you're going to fall as well.
I can't see what's down there yet, right?
No, it's sort of a bit too dark, and in the shock of the moment, like, you wouldn't have been able to see.
How is Zeph taking this?
Well, Zeph is a tough beast. Zeph is just holding on, although I imagine they're just a bit disconcerted, at the very least, with Arcus falling.
Yeah, how is Zeph responding to Arcus falling down?
Zeph is feeling...
Because I think Fergus had a lot what to do in terms of
Yeah, Zeph is panicked, like, guilty that he didn't grab hold of Arcus, and Zeph lets go and falls down, hoping to catch up with Arcus and save them from whatever's down there.
Alright, so Zeph, yeah, you fall and you land on this bed of worms, and you see a portal, but you see no Arcus.
Oh. Right, again. Fergus? Arcus isn't down here. A lot of the sewer worms are, though.
Yeah, Fergus is gonna take a deep breath and drop down. Is this portal just sort of the same one as the ones we saw before? Is this one particularly anything significant about it?
No, it is. Oh, the only thing significant about it is that it looks like its being here is what collapsed the ground. Like, it opened, and that caused the ground to be unstable.
I look around at the worms and I like pick one of them up and sort of begin looking at it. I look over at the portal and then back to Zeph and I say, we need to close the portal. We need to close the portal.
Yeah, didn't you say you were going to look through it and see if there was a way to close all of them? Or do you just want to close it? We'll move on to the next one when we can find Arcus and
maybe...
Maybe he's under these worms. And I'm going to start, like, digging through the worms on the ground frantically, trying to see if, like, maybe, you know, like in Harry Potter with the Devil's Snare, Arcus has just kind of slid through them into another room. So I'm just going to start digging through them.
Okay.
You know, there's a reason why I didn't jump into the portal the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But I only stuck my head in there once. And the reason I didn't do it again It scares me. It's terrifying knowing what might be out there. Something new, something different in my whole life. I'd always known that these worlds existed out there. I'd studied them, I'd read about them. But that was all in theory and reality there. Terrifying. Should I put my head into the thing? I think I should, shouldn't I?
Either put your head through or close it, Fergus. I don't know what to do in this situation.
But Arcus, they might be in there.
Oh, I could go through it for you.
Okay, can you go out and then tell me if it's on the other? Tell me what's on the other side. If you can come back.
Yeah. Okay. And I reach through the portal with my head. So not reaching, but like, you know, going through it.
Wow, Kingdom Cloud is not looking good. Dead bodies, falling buildings, shadow apes, and sinkholes filled with giant worms. It's all turning to shit, and this is definitely the kingdom's darkest hour. What will they find inside that portal? Is Arcus safe? I guess you're going to have to find out next time in the final dun-dun-dun Arcus backstory episode. We couldn't make the Fate of Ison without the love and support of our amazing Patreon members. They are Alex White Robinson, Person Who Wants to Stay Anonymous, Robert Baldino from Not Quite Heroes Podcast, Irene Cucci, Laura Christina Goodwin, and James Blyster from Wheel of Boy Podcast, Arja Hodgkins, Laura Douglas, Mel Zergel, Roger Afamata, Sam Malcolm from Table Tales, Kydron Faust, Lauren Flake, Kai Dealer, Rihanna Kavalsic, Kevin Zwift from The Dice Cop, Ben Edwards, Torian Gavin Porter, Daniel Nichols from The Happy Go Lucky Podcast, KP Squished, Alexandra Litguys, Andrew Evans, Danny Holman from The Grow Out of It Podcast, and our brand newest new patrons, Kevin Carver and Dakota Szymanski. Thank you all so much for joining the Resistance. The Arkvale Empire may have fallen, but Ison is in more danger than ever. Aside from becoming a Patreon supporter, another way that you can show us some love is with a nice review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Podchaser, pretty much anywhere that lets you review podcasts. Each one of those helps us get seen by more and more listeners, and it helps our community grow and turns everybody in the world into Fates. That's our plan, world domination. Anyway, that's enough from me. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. DM Brad out. We will catch you next time for the final Arcus backstory episode. See you then.
Hey there. It's your old friend Dr. Discord from A Necessary Evil podcast. And if you're like me, you know there just simply aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done. So I always take time to go to necropodicon.com, discover some shows I may have been missing out on, or to check out the cast and crew photos and bios of the shows I already love. There's even a link to join the Discord where you can talk to not only us, but also other fans. How amazing is that? It's all at necropodicon.com. Hard to pronounce, easy to listen.
Necropodicon. Hard to pronounce, easy to listen.